beyond the politics of education policy really lies the heart of it, right? Paperwork, assignment sheets, books, supplies in the classroom. But if teachers, of course, have a lot invested in their classrooms, and some of it comes right out of their own pockets.
Hello, my name is Sanjay Allen. I am a third grade teacher at Westview Elementary School. I have so far spent maybe $150 buying crayons, composition books, loose leaf paper, rulers, highlighters, coloring pencils. If it's not there, you need to have it. If you're an effective teacher, you can't work without the materials that the students are required. So either they buy it themselves, and sometimes that doesn't happen, or you have to purchase it for them.
My name is Charmaine Durant, and I teach at Charles Drew K-8 Center for the Performing Arts, and I teach second grade. I have invested at least about $250 already on buying borders and the normal supplies that you have to start off the year with.
I am Cheryl Collier. I teach second grade gifted students at Leawood K-8 Center in Kendall. Although Dade County does a wonderful job with giving us what we need in terms of bare necessities for the children, I've spent over $200 just at the beginning of this school year, which hasn't even started yet, on those supplies that will make activities more engaging for my kids. I'm going into my 26th year. You have to give kids more. You know, they come in eager. Their parents trust us with them for 7-plus hours a day. And you give them what you want your own kid to have.
My name is Sheldon Wilson. I'm a history teacher at Herbert Emmons Middle School. Over the course of the entire year, I may spend roughly $500 out of my pocket every year. And students don't realize that at times. They feel that it magically appears. A lot of materials are subsidized by the teachers themselves.
For more than a decade, Florida public school teachers have gotten a stipend to help pay for classroom supplies. Usually teachers see the money show up in their paychecks early in the school year. This year, Governor Scott introduced a debit card for teachers to use, but only a couple of the state's school districts have signed up for it.